Most people get health coverage through their job and will not be affected by the changes. Others who got federal subsidies to pay for insurance purchased on the federal marketplace may have to pay some of that money back or get a rebate depending on whether income went up or down. And those who didn't have insurance will have to pay a $95 penalty. Lindsay Swindoll is a navigator with Covering Kids and Families.
The Congressional Budget Office actually projects that only 1.4% of Americans will actually have to pay a tax penalty. So there are those number of exemptions that consumers can try to apply for.
Hardship exemptions include those who were homeless, had trouble paying utility bills, or who couldn't find affordable insurance. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio. The federal government says three-quarters of taxpayers will simply check a box indicating they have health insurance. Everyone has to be covered under health reform. For others, it's a little more involved, says Kathy Pickering from H&R Block.
They didn't have insurance, and so now they're either going to have to figure out the penalty or if they might be eligible for an exemption.
The penalty for not having health insurance is 1% of income or $95 per adult. It's half that for dependents. Some will be exempt from the coverage requirement, including those recently evicted or those who can't pay utility bills. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.